With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstrup. A UN agency says thousands of people have broken into aid warehouses in Gaza to take food and basic survival items, a sign of a growing desperation and the breakdown of public order 3 weeks into the war between Israel and the Hamas rulers of Gaza. Tanks and infantry pushed into Gaza over the weekend as Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu announced a second stage in the war. On the Salem Radio Network last week, military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, says one country in particular poses an ongoing threat both to Israel and the U.S.
What our intelligence has indicated is that Iran is behind Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, Islamic Jihad, and of course, much of the unsettledness, instability throughout the region.
Also at SRNnews.com, winter weather advisories are in effect from Nebraska all the way to Texas. National Weather Service meteorologist Ashton Robinson-Cook.
There's a really cold air mass that settled into a lot of the northern Great Plains and even some of the central Great Plains. There's areas of snow now occurring over Nebraska, light to moderate, mostly. There's also a few areas of showers with light icing going on in Kansas.
And there's cold temperatures predicted down into Texas. More resources are arriving on Mexico's battered Pacific coast, and the death toll from Hurricane Otis now growing as more bodies are recovered from Acapulco's harbor under fallen trees and other storm debris. Few people think that the latest mark of 39 dead is not where the final number will be. Former President Trump will testify November 6th in the civil business fraud case against him. A judge ruled the former president's daughter, Ivanka, must also take the stand, and it was already expected sons Donald Jr. and Eric would testify. This is SRN News. Another Methodist megachurch folds.
Christ United Methodist Church of Jackson, Mississippi, the biggest in the state, will leave the denomination over issues having to do with homosexuality. It's just the latest on a list of thousands of congregations that have decided to quit the UMC because of its embrace of same-sex marriage and homosexual ordination. There will be a denominational meeting next year to formalize a split, but by then, everybody who wants to leave may have done so. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hamas's attack on Israel 3 weeks ago is liable to depress tourism to Israel this holiday season, even if the fighting ends before December. Hanukkah begins December 7th this year, and Christmas, of course, will follow. Israel counts on millions of tourist dollars every year, and holiday periods the most lucrative season, with Jews and Christians from around the world flocking to the Holy Land. It's hoped they'll be able to travel to the Jewish state again in the not-too-distant future. SRN News. A courtroom fight in Virginia over whether a teacher who was shot by her six-year-old student should get only workers' compensation.
Abby Zwerner is suing Newport News Public Schools for $40 million. The school board is arguing that Zwerner's injuries fall under workers' compensation. The former first-grade teacher was hospitalized and endured multiple surgeries after a bullet struck her hand and chest. Zwerner attended Friday's court hearing. Her left hand was still wrapped in a thick cloth bandage. Matthew Hoffman is a circuit court judge in Newport News. He said he'll rule on the matter in the next week. Keith Peters reporting.
The food delivery business Yellow, which was formerly Schwann's Home Delivery, cutting 750 jobs nationwide, closing 90 delivery centers. And while closures for the Bloomington, Minnesota-based company begin December 8th, the company will continue to serve 18 states with its iconic yellow trucks. More details at srnnews.com.